ascended into heaven to begin his reign at the right hand of God. See, the first words are the last words. Clever, right? This actually has a greater significance than my own literary cleverness, though. Before Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the dead, people believed God's presence dwelled in a part of the tabernacle called the Holy of Holies. They believed only the holiest of people, a high priest, could come into the presence of God. And even the high priest was terrified at the prospect. It was believed that no one could look upon God and live. This belief created some strange problems. For instance, if for any reason the priest were struck dead while in the Holy of Holies, no one else could come in to retrieve his body. So he would enter the room with a rope tied around his ankle. Then, if he committed a deadly faux pas, his buddies could simply pull his body out of there. As Jesus was completing his years of ministry on earth, he was clear that he was God made flesh. People went to ridiculous extremes to be near him, cutting holes in the roofs of homes, climbing trees, diving for the hem of his robe. He was the original rock star. Scene change. It's late afternoon and the sun beats down upon three men cruelly hung on Roman crosses. Blood and sweat mingle on the bodies of the crucified men as their strength wanes with each passing second. Suddenly, the man in the middle, who moments ago seemed lifeless, cries out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" My God, why have you forsaken me?" A sudden darkness blankets the land as if the sun has been snuffed out by the very hand of God. A quake shakes the foundations of the earth. And then, in the Holy of Holies, the curtain that for hundreds of years was a sign of separation between humans and God is cleanly ripped in two. It falls heavily to the floor and no one dies. The separation is no more. "It is finished," Jesus cried. "Humanity is reconciled to its Creator." This book tells the story of my relationship with my dad, whom I didn't even meet until I was 14 years old. Go figure that one out. I know firsthand how important a dad is to a girl because I grew up with a huge gaping hole in my world, and our relationship needed some serious reconciliation. I sometimes joke around with my friends that I'm the little bird from P.D. Eastman's "Are You My Mother?" I actually just like to make the face of that confused little birdie. But growing up without a dad, I often felt just as discombobulated as that little guy. In the story, the bird has no idea.